I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here before we jump this 8 o'clock hour? Time's flying this morning.
It is flying, Joe. Time flies when you're having fun, right? We got to win. We got NBA Media Days yesterday all over the country. Maybe the most interesting one was this Kawhi Leonard thing, this Clippers thing. Huh. Someone's going to be right and someone's going to be wrong in this thing, right? Like, Pablo Torre has his reporting. Mark Cuban has, like, gone all in on this. I don't know if you see Mark Cuban, like, responds to everything this guy sends out. So he's in the middle of this thing.
So he's all, he's got the owner's back for.
Well, I guess billionaires all defend each other, right? They're part of that club.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably for the most part. Yes.
Kawhi says he didn't do anything wrong. I don't know. This will play out. It's going to be very interesting to see how this thing ends. But you got to think there's some wrongdoing, right? Like there's something to this guy's reporting.
No, I got to tell you, I think the billionaire just put all this money into a company that wasn't doing well. That's something I would do, not him.
In fairness, like these rich people seem like they lose track of their money. Remember, like Ohtani. Didn't realize the guy was gambling millions of dollars.
Can I just tell you? Ohtani is not in the atmosphere of what the owner of the Clippers.
That guy's
one of the
saying.
Wealthiest men
the guy's
in the world.
So rich, maybe he didn't realize.
I don't know.
Anyway, speaking of so rich, Joe, Dana White is like scores a deal every week, it seems like here. His new Zuffa boxing thing here just landed a 5-year deal with Paramount Plus.
Wow.
So he is now officially in the boxing business, which he was involved in that last fight that we had the Crawford. And
by the way, how did that happen that he all of a sudden,
I don't know. Remember you say boxing's dead, you know, UFC, and then,
well, I just thought UFC's was going to crush boxing and go,
it did.
And apparently Dana White goes, no. There's a place for boxing too. We can live
as
together.
As long as I'm running it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're both mine.
But, Dana White is like, I don't know, he's like the default commissioner of all combat sports at this point, it seems like. He's running it all.
By the way, what's that other thing they're doing? That bare knuckle fighting.
They have that one.
It's getting big.
That's a little tough on the stomach.
How about jacking each other in the face, standing there and just whacking each other?
That's arguably the dumbest thing that we have going
in
American
sports.
I'm going to pass
on those. Yeah. Does he own those too?
He does own the slapping thing, yes. I don't even know what to say about that one. It's such a insanely stupid thing to watch.
I don't know. Anyway, what else you got, Woody? That is a strange one. Didn't mean to sidetrack.
I don't know. They must sign some kind of like ridiculous waiver before they do these things, right? Because if you could sue football for CT, what do you do when you sue you're in the slapping league?
Gonna gotta get on that nutrition program, I can tell you that. get on the nutrition program.
Good shot there, my friend. All right, a couple of memorabilia things for you here. We'll get to Omar Kelly. How about this one, Joe Panini? So their license is running out here, right, with essentially all the sports. Going to go over to Fanatics and Tops and all that. But they have their final time here. They are releasing Eminence, which is a basketball product, Joe. And you can open a box of Panini Eminence. The price per box, retail price, $39,999.95.
Huh.
This will be the first time the product has come out in a few years here since 21-22, but it features a single 10-card pack containing 9 autographs and 1 memorabilia card on average.
Oh, man.
In addition to rookie patch autographs, you have the highly coveted Logo Man is available here. You got cards with diamonds in them. All kinds of crap they put in this thing here, but
so does it lose value since this is it, or does it go up?
A lot of people think this is you can invest in these things and they go up.
Okay.
This so again, this is way outside my wheelhouse. I'm not buying cards.
Woody, does Fanatics own everything? Do they own Tops now and everything else?
Yes, Fanatics will own everything. The licenses are slowly running out here. Yes.
I was a Tops guy growing up, man. Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. So there's a lot of value in the old Topps cards right now. Like the Jordan refractors are very popular, seem to hold their value. Obviously, LeBron early Topps stuff. Hell, even Dwayne. You could throw him in there. He's got Dwayne stuff is a little more affordable. You're looking to jump into the Topps game, but
all right.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting to see how this keeps going because the stuff just keeps getting more and more expensive. It's tough, you know, talk about accessibility for fans. It is a little tough out there, Joe. And if you go to a store like Target, you'll see that there is a lot of retail product out there. The shelves are fully stocked, except for that damn Pokemon stuff.
Can't remember that? You went through that little period of time where you're going to Target and buying.
Yeah, the pandemic. But that was when you got lucky if there was a little box left. There was nothing. Now they just, the stuff is just.
You know what I did one day because of you?
You bought some boxes.
No, I went to like 4 Target stores. Like I haven't been to Target in my life, and now I'm looking for baseball cards.
If you go to any Target right now, I promise you they'll have more than enough product for you.
Yeah.
Those things are fully stocked. And by the way, Joe, I feel bad I did not tell you about this one here. I did not know that Willie Mays was having an estate auction here. A lot of this money went to went to charity. It says it generates millions of dollars for charity here. Some of the items that sold, Joe, I know Willie, your favorite player, right?
Yes.
Growing up, a 1962 San Francisco Giants uniform autographed by Mays and matched to the All-Star game from that season. That topped all the sales here, $634,500.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jeez.
We had some rings that sold. A May's 1954 World Series ring tied to his famous basket catch at the Polo Grounds.
Great catch.
Hey, you want to guess on the ring?
Wait, I'm not very good. 500?
$458,000. And his Baseball Hall of Fame induction ring sold for $446,500. 1954 National League MVP trophy, $458,000.
So that's where all his things are, in the around the half a million.
Well, you could get a little cheaper here, Joe. He had a 1954 silver bat that sold for $247,000. His MVP from 1965, only $387,000. So that was a lot cheaper. If you want to just, you know, go a little skin in the game there.
You want to get it stirred up to say Willie Mays the greatest player of all time.
Hmm.
Now, we don't know, right? Everybody's got their favorite guy growing up and how good they were. But Willie could do it all, man. Willie could do it all.
He's also sold Joe his Presidential Medal of Freedom that was given to him by President Obama in 2015. $65,000.
Huh. Wow.
Hmm. All right. I don't know what people do with these things, but interesting items nonetheless.
I don't know, man. I got a few.
You take the MVP trophy and do you walk it around your house like you want it, or like, do you wear the ring around? Like, this is my ring. I was part of that team. Like,
I don't
know. What do you do with these items, Joe?
You know, this, I get this part when it's somebody you grow up with and they have an impact on your life, and you're so excited to go see him. You're excited to see him. And he wasn't the only Willie. It was Willie McCovey was on the team too. But, man, those were great times. And then I had a dad that let me hang out in the parking lot and be that kid, run around a little bit. And then he goes, all right, we got to go, man.
Did the guy sign and
we
got
to drive home?
Were they nice? I mean, they must have, right?
They were great.
Yeah.
It's not like now.
Well, no one was taking his stuff and flipping it on eBay.
Roll the window down. Back in the 60s. Roll the window down. And
yeah. You ever get any game used stuff? You ever float through a ball or a bat or nothing?
No.
They weren't doing that.
No, I got some stuff, but everything was thrown out that was when I was a kid.
I guess they also probably didn't have as much.
I guess I got some stuff, and my dad goes, yeah, you were playing with it.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had my dad's reminded me of all this
stuff. The Sandlot where they swiped the Babe Ruth ball.
Yeah.
Go play with it.
Yeah. Crazy.
You ever have any Babe Ruth stuff growing up?
All right. We got to go to break. Now, why?
Did you?
Why would I have Babe?
I don't know. Babe's looking at me really weird.
No, Babe's not a West Coast guy, Jerky.
Okay. He's the Babe,
though. Willie came out to Candlestick Park.
Is this an argument about who the best is?
No.
Are you offended about this Babe Ruth thing?
No. Babe, hey, listen, man.
I was going to get your picks, by the way, since you've been on such a roll of football. Can maybe later in the show we get your baseball picks for today? We got four big ones today.
I know. We're not doing that. I'm just watching them, okay? Can I just enjoy them?
But you've been on a roll.
I haven't been on a roll.
They're going to take out another mortgage on that Hard Rock building over there.
The last one I had.
You keep staying this hot.
Is the Dolphins get 2 wins in 6 days. That's all. That's as far as I went. You are giving me a hard time. It's fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.